Bar Haloch and Chodesh Alvavus, Tuesday night, or Yutes Mar Cheshvan. Dinim about Tvilas Kalim. One is that if you're being Tovel more than one Kli, and you're making the Bracha, L'chatchila, you shouldn't talk before you Tovel all the Kalim, but B'di'eved, you do not have to make a new Bracha. Okay, that's one din. Another din is you always have to remember the difference between Hagola and Tevila. Hagola's Kalim and Tevila's Kalim. They're two totally different processes, and there's no reason why you should mix them up. But there's a big difference about doing half of the Kli at a time. By Hagola, you can be Magil half the Kli at a time if it doesn't fit in the pot. For that matter, I guess even if it does fit, you could. But Tevila, you have to be tovel the entire Kli at one time. You can't do half at a time. Okay? We're going out of Chavis Alvavus, and we're learning Shai Yichud HaMaisa, and we're learning Perakei, and this is, Perakei is a phenomenal Perak describing all the wiles and the game plan and the temptations of the Yetzer Hara. We're still in the beginning when he's describing in very poetic terms, very strong terms, how insidious the Yetzer Hara is. It's the biggest enemy you'll ever have. He told over the story, a very famous story. He came back for the Milchama. Now you're ready for the real Milchama. Umenatema Achi, Chavis continues in this sort of introduction to his detailing the way the Yetzer Hara works. Normally you have an enemy. He realizes you're stronger than him. And he stops. He gives up when you really win. Not like Israel, the Arabs, that they never really win. They just hold them off. That's why they keep coming back, because they never win. But if you win, so then he doesn't come back to fight. They should call it the Israeli offense forces. Then we'd stop all this nonsense. Anyway, L'daitoi Yisra L'yala Alibo L'ilochim B'cha. Doesn't say Abba L'hargacha, defend yourself. It says Abba L'hargacha, Hashem L'hargo. Okay. It says that if you win, Yiref Mimacha V'loyala Alibo L'ilochim B'cha, he'll stop. L'daitoi Yisron Kolchacha Al Kolcho. Also, you're stronger than him. U'misyoish minatzeach oscha u'migvor olecha. Av ha'yetzer ein maspik lo mimcha nitzuach pam u'meya pomim. Doesn't care. Doesn't matter. He just keeps coming back. B'chol yom Yisro shel Odom misgaber olov. Bein shenitzach oscha, he wins and he builds upon that victory. That's Hayom. That's the idea of Hayom. Omalay aseikach, omacha omalay aseikach. Uvention nitzachto. If you win, he just keeps coming. Kimi nitzayach oscha yimisecha. Then tenatzcheu pamachas. So then he'll just try a different avenue. He'll try again. He'll try a slightly different avenue. He'll keep probing for a weak point. Yerav lecha kol yomecha lenatzayach oscha. Kmo shomer v'sinu zechonim lebracha. This is in nichlal. In Chazal's statement, Al Tamin Batzchad Yom Oscha, and that's what it means. That he doesn't give up, and he keeps trying, and he keeps pushing. There's no him. I mean, he's a Shlech of Hashem. It's not like there's a satanic force. It may be, but it's a Shlech Hashem, and his job is to do it, and he keeps trying. I think by Avram Avinu, or David, maybe, it says they were maimus the Yetzer Hara, V'libi Cholal B'Kirbi. But that's like the exception that proves the rule. Nothing is too small for him. If he can get you to, to forget a bracha burn a foshos once, I'm not saying it's ktanos or biktanos. I'm just trying to figure out some example of ktanos or biktanos. So let's say that. So. Then already he has a foothold, he has an edge, and if he does, it's not too small. No victory is too small for him that he shouldn't bother with it. because then he gets his clutches and he has a foothold. The Natzeach Oschavah Kadesh Yitielo Madrega, so that he now has a stepping stone. The Natzeach Oschavah Meshul Amalam Imena. He now has a way to get on to the next thing. You get angry once, now he has a foothold and he can keep working and keep. Val came therefore Roy Lachoshatia Nizr Mimenu. Obviously, you have to be very, very careful and keep fighting back. Val Tamale Mishal Solo Duchama Uma. Don't give in. Because any little thing that you think, what's the big deal? It doesn't matter. I'll placate the Yetzirah, I'll throw him a bone, but he's getting a foothold into you. Ragigdal Beinecha Hama'at Shema'at Menitzucho. You have to make a very big deal out of even the smallest nitzachon he has. The Hamitzor, the tininess, even Mihiskabruscha Olov. You can work the same way. You beat him, and then you go on to the next step. Things you nichshal in, you can gain a victory. It works the other way too. You now have something to climb up the ladder with. Madrega acha madrega. Kibim heiratiyat shukoso eilecha v'layamu lefunecha ba'motcha kenegdo. Kamo shomo v'eilecha tishukoso v'atotim shalbo. We are promised that we could be emotional in the Yetzirah, so all of these things that I just said, says the Chavis Halbodas, but we have a promise in the Eibishter that we could fight back and we could ultimately be victorious. Maybe it's because Hashem also low, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But the point is, I taught Tim Shalbo. So you have to keep on, and no victory should be too small in your eyes, just like no victory is too small in his eyes. And that's the nature of what's going on. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue.